Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right.
Right.
Hidden Scars.
That's the good stuff.
That's Hidden Scars.
One of these times we'll get it right.
I hate doing this shit.
If we could just start recording in the middle of the show, I think that'd be better. It's like the beginning and the end. We've got the end part figured out, but we can't fucking figure out how to start the show.
Why don't we just say, fast forward 15 minutes. It'll be funnier.
Perfect. There you go.
And a lot less awkward. All right. Yeah, so we're just going to listen to music.
All right, cool.
You like this screaming shit?
I do.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why. I don't know what he's saying.
I know why. It fucking pumps me up, man. That's good shit. I like it when it's angry. Angry and makes me want to kill somebody.
Yeah, you think that's what they're going for?
It doesn't matter what they're going for. Intent is irrelevant.
That's how I feel with Ice Ice Baby.
All right. I guess it makes me want to kill people too. Like maybe Vanilla Ice.
Watch your fucking mouth. You know better. That's what almost ended this show before.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Bismarcky is way better than Vanilla Ice. The one hit wonder that he had, what was that?
Whatever.
Just a Friend. That was way better than fucking Ice Ice Baby.
So that's Hidden Scars. I believe they're out of Las Vegas.
Hey,
Las Vegas. Check them out at HiddenScars.com. I think we'll probably play a song at the end of this episode, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
Yep. Play the whole thing of the what we just previewed, basically. Like he said, skip ahead 15 minutes. This sucks.
I'm not used to running the board.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
We got a voicemail. We can go to that.
Hey,
and then
all right.
That'll give us a chance to regroup.
Perfect. We'll start over after that.
All right. So a little... I listened to the voicemail when it came in, but a little background, people that are unfamiliar. We had John from Brand X on last week, I think, or the week before. I don't fucking remember.
I don't remember either.
And I made the comment that John was the only podcaster that listens to that is a member of our Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/who's right. $1 a month, give you a show. Anyway, so this came in. Fuck it, what the
Hey, guy.
All right. Don't add fucking sound effects.
We can't even play the fucking clip.
I'm cutting that out.
Yeah. What the fuck?
All right. So this came in.
Hey, guys, remember me? You know, I sat here and I listened to you guys rambling on about, on the Patreon, talking to John. You know, John's like your best buddy or something. He's the only podcaster that actually pays Patreon. No, he's not, motherfuckers. This is Brian Trammell or Trammell, either way that you want to say it. I pay for Patreon. I pay a quarter. You know what's really weird? That when you came back from the, what was it, tornado? You had a tornado, and you came back from the tornado, Doug. It's like y'all guys didn't contact me. And you know why, Anthony? It's a big, huge conspiracy. You bring Dave, the producer. you bring John from Brand Unbelievably Stupid. That's the name of that podcast, right? Brand Unbelievably. Unbelievably. Is that you? God, I don't fucking know. Y'all confused the hell out of me.
He cannot fucking talk. What the fuck is an undeniability?
Was that the whole thing?
Anthony, the thing is, the whole world's against us. They know that with Doug gone, the highest rated non-Doug podcast in Who's Right Archives is with me and you. So whenever you're ready, brother, whenever you're ready, it could be me and you against Doug and who the ever fuck wants to be his partner. Steel Cage, Monday night, be there!
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. That was wonderful. All right, so Trammell. I'm not doing that. We're gonna go with Brian Smith. So Brian Smith. I think that if there was a way that you could take a word and put it into sounds.
Blender.
No, if you could take a word and put it into sound, you know, like what would this word sound like? I think all of that would sound like jealousy. You're jealous of John. Come on, man. What the fuck? Don't be jealous of John. It's okay.
All right. He said another one. I don't. Yeah, we'll save that.
All right.
All right. This show's a train wreck so far.
Can't be. We're only 6 minutes in. We told him to go in 15, so we're still good. We got fucking 10 more minutes.
All right. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. I'll be back at 8. All right. So I had an experience at work. All right. Long story short, here in North Carolina, there was a 3-year-old went missing 2 nights ago.
Okay. Is this going to be funny?
That was the punchline.
Oh, okay, cool. I was wondering.
No, so this girl went, or this boy, or whatever the fuck, this kid went missing, and first thing this morning, I walk in, and this guy says, "Hey, they found that little boy." All right, good deal. You know, that's good because it's fucking small town bullshit place that I live with, fucking asshole. But anyway, so he's like, because the kid was out for like 30 hours, 35 hours in the cold, our version of the cold. but he followed it up with, nobody can tell me that God did not have a hand in that. And my first thought, I can't say it in the position I'm at work, I can't have this conversation, but my first thought was, that means God wanted all the other kids to die.
All the kids that didn't make it, sorry. I was busy.
I've only got two hands.
You know, I'm only one God. Come on.
Well, one hand was saving this kid, and the other one was forcing that little boy's head to mouth pump the priest.
It's all part of God's plan.
He does work in mysterious ways.
Yeah. Right. I don't understand it. That's so funny. Nobody can tell me. I can tell you.
We had a dinner once, not a dinner, lunch at work. There was about six of us sitting around a table.
Yeah.
And that same guy, he was there. And everybody opened up their Bojangles. And I'm getting ready to dig in, man. It's good fucking fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
And he bows his head and starts praying, and then everybody else bows their head and in silence. I'm like, fuck this, I'm eating.
I was going to say, I'd eat even louder. Oh, this is fucking good. You guys have this yet?
I reached over and grabbed some of his fries with his eyes closed.
Perfect.
So I was kind of curious about that because, you know, a couple people saw that I was eating. I mean, mm-hmm. you couldn't help but notice. So in my mind, I wasn't doing it to be a prick, but if I was to just sit there and fucking stare around, you know, wait for them to get done, I feel like I wouldn't be being true to myself. And I know that sounds stupid because somebody could just say, well, you couldn't wait 15 seconds to eat and be respectful of what somebody else and their beliefs. And the answer is no, I couldn't. Just like.
No, I couldn't.
Just like I can't force him to believe what I want. He shouldn't try to force me to not eat my chicken.
Okay, so imagine if you went into that situation and you're like, hold on, I want to make sure everybody doesn't pray and starts eating before anybody starts praying. That's your belief, right? Now, if he prayed, isn't that exactly the same? Going against what you know, couldn't he just not? Same thing, right?
Where does that start? I mean, when do you think people started saying the blessing?
Like for food?
I used to have to say, when I grew up, I had to say it before every meal.
Seriously?
Huh. Yeah.
Wow.
I still remember it.
Crazy. I've never had to do that. I mean, there was family members or whatever, and we just sat quietly because I was a kid, you know, when those family members, we were eating at their house or whatever, you just sat quietly. But I mean.
And what decides when you have to do it? Is it only over a meal, not over a snack? Like if you're eating M&Ms, do you have to say blessing before each one?
Yeah, before each one. You're eating a snack, you put it down for more than 15 seconds at a time. You gotta pray again.
God, I hope this don't kill me. Is it?
I hope this isn't the one. When I was younger, I was obnoxious. I would say obnoxious atheist. Yeah. Not even younger, like 5 or 10 years ago. I was an obnoxious atheist. I thought if you believe in God and you're Christian, you're kind of an idiot. You're a stupid person. I still believe that.
I was going to say, you still believe that.
Yeah, I do. I still believe that, but I try to purposely not project that outward because
you're not an asshole anymore.
Yeah. No, I still am, but I mean, whatever, people are going to believe what they believe. And for me to say that there is definitely no God, it's just as asinine as for somebody to say there definitely is a God. Because the true answer is nobody fucking knows.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. There's no God.
No, you don't know that.
I
prove it. Prove it.
God!
So,
God damn it!
So since he didn't answer you this one time, that means there's no God.
Well, he must have had a hand in it. Yeah, you're fucking changing on me. You're the one that's going to become fucking religious. Now all of a sudden you're sitting here arguing with me?
Right.
Fuck it.
It's not. I am absolutely not religious. I just told you I don't think there's a God, and I think you have to be stupid to believe in God. But, you know, that's just between you and me. I'm not going to tell people that. I wouldn't put that out on the air or anything.
I mean, so when you have a kid that is as fucked up as yours, you can't believe in God.
You know, he's been struck by lightning 3 times. Tell me there's no God. Come on. It's like... It's like that doghouse that he lives in outside is just made to pick up the fucking lightning.
Rod, get in the house. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw it.
All right. I didn't know if you caught it. It was.
I did. I was going to let it go.
Why? It was good.
I wasn't going to call you out. No, it wasn't. I wasn't going to call you out on it.
What the fuck do you mean it wasn't?
We'll leave it up to the audience to decide. Go ahead and give us a call on our voicemail if you thought that was funny.
Vote 1 for yes, 2 for no.
Perfect.
And 3 for Blunt Mommy to get a butt plug.
Yeah.
All right. Shit. Anything happen at, I almost said your last name, at the Anthony household?
Oh, shit. No, nothing happened at my household. Nothing of note.
All right. Bye.
All right. See you later. All right. We're officially 15 minutes in. We can start the show now.
All right. Four young girls allegedly strip searched in middle school. Where's this at?
In New York? School.
Middle school, Pennsylvania. A middle school allegedly strip searched four young girls suspected of drug possession. According to Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin, 200 people attended the Binghamton School Board meeting in New York on Tuesday to hear why the assistant principal and nurse at East Middle School. This is confusing as fuck.
There's so many words.
And they're in an order that doesn't make sense. All right. And nurse at East Middle School allegedly forced four 12-year-olds to strip down to prove they weren't carrying drugs. Is that bad?
I don't know. I think it's okay.
How old does somebody need to be before it's okay to force them to get naked?
At least 12, right? I mean, that's they're 12, so.
Well, if no, 12, you get in the news.
Yeah. 13? You got to be at least a teenager.
On January 15th, the students made administrators suspicious by appearing hyper and giddy during their lunch hour. They were acting like 12-year-old girls.
That was the rationale. They were acting like 12-year-old girls. We need to strip search them.
According to a letter written by Principal Tim Simmons,
according to a letter written by Principal Tim Simmons, according to the, what the fuck?
The progressive leaders of, this is, I'm getting mad.
Don't All be right. mad.
Here we go. I'm. The children were instructed to remove their clothing and felt shamed, humiliated, and traumatized by the experience. Read a statement from PLOT, the Progressive Leaders of Tomorrow. Don't be confused with CLIT, which is
the Coalition for Liberation of Itinerant Tree Dwellers. It's an offshoot of the labia.
Oh, the Liberate Apes Before Imprisoning Apes movement.
Right. You know, we really need to get a way to work these in more often.
Graphic published on PLOT's Facebook page shows that three of the students were made to remove. They put it on Facebook?
Yeah. Did you see at the very top of this? It looks like an advertisement, but it's a graphic.
All right. Student A, made to remove shirt, pants, and second layer of leggings, searched in bra and underwear.
And they have pictures of to go with this. So in case you don't know what a bra and underwear is.
Okay. But searched in bra and underwear. So somebody slipped their hands in the bra, right?
Uh-huh.
Student B, made to remove shirt and outer pants, searched in leggings and bra. Student C, made to remove shirt, searched in bra and pants. Student D, finger fucked in... Nope, that's not right. Student D, searched in clothing, received in-school suspension for refusing to remove shirt and pants.
So you go to school, you're 12 years old, and you get in-school suspension, and somebody says, what'd you get suspension for? Because I wouldn't take my clothes off for the teacher.
Yeah, I was not going to get violated, so... All right.
So, let's go back to this. Student A, made to remove shirt, pants, and second layer of legging. And then it says searched in bra and underwear. Does that mean that they were searched while they were in their bra and underwear? Or does it mean that they searched inside of their bra and underwear? Oh,
yeah. So I read it that they ran their hands between the skin and the bra.
So did I the first time. But then I got to thinking about it. Maybe.
But that's apparently because I'm fucked in the head. Because once you said, does that mean they were just wearing their bra and underwear when they were searched? It's like, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not as funny, though.
I almost broke out my typing thing, but I'm not gonna. The moment would be lost. Last week, a concern regarding our procedures and application of student searches was brought to the district's attention. Blah, blah, blah. Black. According to it's cool for me. Where are we at here?
I don't know.
Oh, there was a reason.
There is a reason why I put this on here because.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. One woman who did not return Yahoo Lifestyle's request for comment noted that the date of the alleged strip search of the girls, who are black, was January. All right, get ready. There's quotes. Was January 15th, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
That's the day you chose to strip search four little girls.
She said in the meeting, according to Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. Ashamed. Four little black girls, shame on you. I have children in your district. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If that happened to my children, this meeting would be very different.
One of the girls' parents reportedly filed a police report.
Oh, fuck. That was so fucking racist.
Why?
It wasn't. I was just kidding.
I mean, it's not like you're like, hello there, Mr. Bones.
Nope, but you are.
Yeah, but I was saying that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, of course. No, I understand.
All right, we're skipping. I'm done with that fucking story.
Yeah, so
I don't care.
The whole thing is, like, they went through that article or that paragraph.
I don't care. We're not doing it.
That paragraph was at the very end of this very long article.
We're not doing it.
And then if you scroll all the way back up to the top.
I know you can fucking hear me.
Scroll back up to the top. I just want to tell you, I want to show you something. Scroll back up to the top of this and look at the skin tone of the. They even got the skin tone right on this little chart. I just realized that.
Like, what did I say?
What?
We're not doing this shit.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not. We're not going to.
What are we not doing?
Your views of social justice and how the America is fucked up.
No, I thought it was funny. You don't think that's funny? This whole fucking article and then like slipped in at the very end.
No, that's not funny. That's sad. Funny is like.
Go ahead. I'm waiting to see
your
what
son
funny
getting
is.
Struck by lightning three times.
That's not sad. Oh, shit.
All right. Well, fuck it. Let's do this one then. All right. See what happens.
All right.
Teen told her skin was too dark to perform on Dance Squad.
I don't believe that. Do you believe this?
A teen is suing her former high school district after she was allegedly informed that her skin color was too dark for her to perform on the dance team and that it clashed with uniforms. Can you do that? I mean, isn't that a way you could just get out of hiring black people?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your skin clashes with
with our uniforms. Oh my god.
All right, here we go. The alleged text thread between the women is as follows. All right, which one do you want to be?
I don't even know where you're at.
Are you on that story?
No, I closed it. You said, we're not talking about that.
All right, I'm going to read half the story. I'm going to read, so there's a text thread between two women.
Okay.
You're going to have to make up your half.
Okay. This ought to be good.
Hey, are you ready?
Oh, I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
With a name like Marak Kami, you think she's black or white or what?
I would guess Moroccan. That's the first thing that came to mind.
All right. Here's my attempt at what a Moroccan sounds like.
All right.
I got nothing. All right.
I can't even conceptualize that. I don't have no fucking clue.
I can't believe Maggie didn't make it again. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, me too.
That doesn't make sense.
Is it because her skin was too black?
Ha ha. You're not.
But that was it?
No, I'm waiting on you.
You said ha ha, and
that's what the text says.
Yeah, it's just like those evil white devils.
Me too.
What? you think your skin is too black too?
All right. Well, that didn't work out.
Nope.
I'm glad that was a short fucking string, because I would have wrote it all the way to the end.
Shit, that's funny.
You know what? Maybe that other voicemail isn't such a bad idea.
All right. So remember when I told you to skip to 15? Go ahead and skip to 30.
we'll check back. All right. So yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna play the other voicemail. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
Perfect.
I can't find it. Hold on.
All right. Holding.
Here we go.
Hey guys, this is the Shooting a Shiznit guy. I just wanted, you know, I sent in a voicemail there, and well, you know, I want to apologize. Apologize to John. John, unbelievably stupid podcast. I'm sorry I got all excited and called it brand something. My apologies. And, you know, guys, my apologies to you guys, Anthony and Doug. You're one of my favorite podcasts. I always listen to it as soon as it comes in on the feed. I'm even bitching when it's not there when I think it's supposed to be there. And you guys, you know, we're really real good friends, and you're like one of my best friends ever in the podcast world. And like, you can call me anything, you know. You can call me Trammell. You can call me Trammell. You can call me Trebone. Gosh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What the fuck is going on here?
I love my mama.
I think he's on drugs.
What in the fuck just happened? I don't even know what to say to that.
What do you think possessed him?
I don't know. That was fucking weird.
Well, anyway, that's Brian Trombone from Shooting the Shiznit.
It's gonna be funny if we beep out the part where he says the name of John's podcast. Oh shit!
Fuck. All right. You know what? Yeah, that's what I got.
All right. That was sure. I honestly thought he was having a stroke, or I mean, I was scared for a second. I was thinking in my head, is he joking? Is he dying? Are we listening to this guy die?
All right. You ready to take a break?
Yep.
You want me to put a song on?
sure, if you want to.
No, or, I'm serious. That could be our break. We could be like a real life fucking radio station.
Okay.
I can go fuck me an intern.
Oh, I'm back in.
Ruben, get over here.
Oh. Still in.
I didn't change nothing.
Didn't change.
All right. What were we talking? I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about. That's how much I didn't care about the last story is. I don't even know what it was. Was it the strip search?
No, you went off on a tangent on a different story that we didn't even have on the board about.
Oh yeah.
Something that I, and then you tried to read some text messages that I didn't have access to. It went really well. Just remember that.
All right. You want to hear a voicemail?
Yes. Again. Let's play those voicemails like six times back to back. All right, I forgot we played a voicemail too. And Brian Smith had a stroke.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. You want to do another story? Or are we done already? What are we doing?
We're already done. Are you ready to be done? Do we have any sponsors to talk about? Or how about we use this?
That's a trick. Do we have any sponsors that we should talk about, or do we have any sponsors that we will talk about?
All right. So what I was going to say, we should use this time to talk about sponsors that we want to get, in case any of them are listening. I was thinking like Mercedes or Audi. They sponsor podcasts.
Yeah, fuck them. What about
Volkswagen?
Steakums.
Steakums. We never did get Steakums, did we?
Fucking conniving little fucks.
Wait, how are they conniving?
Because we talked about them and they didn't send us free shit.
Oh, yeah. It's the meat, right? Wasn't that our...
No, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Go back to episode whatever that was and listen to it.
Go to biobidet.com. Use promo code PoBoys.
Steakums. Promo code Steakums. Let's just mix up all of our promos.
If you go to BioBidet and you use promo code We Have Merch, you get a free butt plug.
But I like it.
So I apparently, I'm guessing that the butt plug guy, you know, it might help if we learn these people's products.
Help flat who?
Flat as flute.
Oh,
so he sent me a case of butt plugs to give away.
That's just awesome. A case of butt plugs.
What? And so I didn't know where to put them.
They go up your butt, dude. Dumbass.
All right. All right. Touche, I guess. So the box, the case of them, I didn't know where to put them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
what, are you trying to hide it?
Yes.
Well, why? Put it on your display case. Don't you have like a glass shelf and knock some shit off and put the fucking butt plugs there?
Line them up like little people?
Exactly. Like a little butt plug village.
I'm going to make a nativity scene with butt plugs.
I think you should.
Anyway, so what I was trying to get to is there's a case of butt plugs sitting on the back or on the top back of my refrigerator. Because it was the only place I could think of that my daughter comes home from college, she's not going to look at the box on top of the fridge.
So, college. She's in college. She can handle it. Come on. Embrace it. Embrace it, man. Come on.
You're right. I should just throw them at her when she walks in the door.
Right. That's even better. That's not quite what I was going for, but I mean...
Hi, Dad. Have a butt plug.
Have a butt plug.
You know what? I'm not comfortable with this conversation.
All right. Bo, but we can talk about Bernie all day long.
Rod.
Rod. No. No. No.
All right. So, yeah, let's do that. Flattestflute.com. Whistling butt plugs.
Go get yourself one.
Bio bidet, water up your butt. Are you seeing the fucking premise here? Everything's following the same fucking path.
Now we just need something that goes in your mouth. Now, anybody want to sponsor us that puts things in your mouth? Is there who's the company that makes dildos? Isn't there like one company that makes all the dildos?
Yes. Oh fuck! That's why I had John's name on the board. Almost forgot that shit.
All right.
So I got an email. Oh, fuck, man. I should have led with this. This is the most exciting thing that's happened.
Oh, fuck. I just... Jesus Christ, I just remembered. How the fuck did I forget, too? I've been waiting all week to talk about this. I fucking forgot. Jesus Christ. All right.
So those of you that don't know, there was a podcast that was going well before we were. It was called the Brand X Podcast. And I think that John was the first podcaster that ever reached out and played our show on his show. Right?
I think so.
I mean, I think that was like episode 5.
Yeah. I mean, it was real, real early.
I reached out to John, if I'm remembering right. He had put out a list of podcasts that he liked, and I said, hey, check us out. He did. And then the rest is history. He's without John, our show wouldn't be what it is. It'd be better, but
I was just gonna say, can we give him all the credit, really?
So anyway, I would say that if there is, when would you? He's more than a friend of the show. He's a friend.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like John. I would never tell him that, but I like him.
All right.
Hopefully, he doesn't hear this.
So him and his co-host decided to separate. Quit doing their show. So out of respect to his co-host, which is also like a lifelong friend, he started another show, and it's called the Unbelievably Stupid Podcast. We had him on, like I said, last week or week before, I don't fucking remember. And in the conversation, I was telling him how much I hate that fucking name for a podcast. It's fucking stupid. And then I tried getting his website, and it was like Unbelievably Stupid Podcast or unbelievablystupid.me or some shit, whatever. Something I've never heard of.
Not a normal website.
Right. All right. So I tell you all that to tell you this. I get an email, and it's just a link to unbelievablystupidpodcast.com. And it takes you to whosrightpodcast.com. This is the most amazing thing that I have ever seen in my fucking life. Whoever you are, thank you for this.
Yes, that is fucking phenomenal.
So, you know, I when I first got that email, I'm like, I've got to call John. This is awesome. But what's better than that is he's hearing it now for the first time. And he is fucking livid.
I guarantee you he's on his computer typing right now, looking to see if it's fucking real. And from now on, anytime we are sending people to our website, I'm sending them to that address. That's so fucking awesome. Because I mean, it fits. Why wouldn't our web address be Unbelievably Stupid Podcast? Because we are a stupid podcast, but that's not our name. That's a stupid name. It's perfect. Thanks, John. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah, that's... So there's been some things that's happened on our because of our show. And when we talk on the phone or whatever, it's like, I can't believe that this has happened. I can't believe that this has happened. Mm-hmm. You know, our interaction with Roxy Ray.
Yeah.
You know, that was...
That's nuts. I don't even know how to put it into words. Like, I can watch this chick stick bowling pins up her ass and then have a conversation with her. Really? That's fucking weird to me. I mean, I never thought that...
Well, you could do the same thing with your wife. It's not that big of a deal.
It's different, though.
And then, you know, we've had, I say we've had magazine articles written about us, but they're online magazine articles. So
no, Rolling Stone, weren't we in Rolling Stone?
Whatever. And then of course, you know, seeing somebody post a picture with your face on their shirt or whatever, yeah, that it's kind of surreal, but to have somebody listen to our show, and then because we always bitch about how low engagement we have.
Yep.
And for them to listen to our show, actively search to find this by the website, redirect it to our website, email it to us with, I guess what you would say is an anonymous email because it's not a name.
Yeah.
They don't want anything from us. They just wanted the laugh. That is fucking awesome. Just like Dave, the producer, going out of his way to send me money just to get to you. Just so he...
And that's only funny to, like, me, you, and him. I don't even know that anybody else got it. You know, I mean, maybe John got it, I guess. But, like, that's fucking hilarious.
All right. I mean, so...
So it always make just because I'm the self-conscious, you know, bitch that I am, I always wonder, I'm always thinking, I wonder if people are laughing at me or they think I'm funny. And I think I come to the same conclusion every time. I don't think I care if you're laughing. If you're laughing at, I mean, maybe I do when I just say I don't. But I mean, if you're laughing at me, at least you're still laughing, I guess. I don't know. I always think about shit like that, you know, because when we were on WATP,
yeah,
that was when it first kind of started. Like, wait a minute, are they laughing at me?
We're not in on the joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know where the fuck that came from. It's just like,
well, it kind of made me think what you were talking about. Kind of made me think like everything that's happened. You know what I mean? It makes you, when that kind of shit happens to me, anyways, it makes me examine like what's like, makes me.
Yeah,
think
but all of a sudden
really
you started getting
on.
Into your uncle touching you and shit. I don't know where the fuck it came from.
I haven't even gotten to that part yet. Just give me a minute. He wasn't really my uncle. He was just a friend of my dad's.
Yeah, that's, I should have saved that for the end of the show. I was just so excited that I remembered.
I can't believe I forgot. I've literally been waiting all week to talk about that just because I want John to hear it so bad.
All right. So if you want to check out any of the articles, anything that we talk about, or any of the past episodes, you can get to them at unbelievablystupidpodcast.com. That's awesome.
Oh, it couldn't be any better.
Did you start recording?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. Let's see what this one is.
All right.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Nope. you start talking, I'll jump in.
All right. This is, I don't want to give this. The Justice Alliance Initiative. All right. So, warning, this is 100% volunteer, very real, and not a game.
That's the best part. Not a game.
All right.
Deadly serious.
So this isn't an article. This is just a website that we stumbled across. And it's real.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
I do.
All right, cool.
I believe everything that I read on the internet.
Me too.
Well, okay. Did you read it or did you just glance through it?
I read through all of the frequently asked questions. I glanced through Meet the Team. And I read a little bit of it. I mean,
as soon as you said I read all the frequently asked questions, mm-hmm. You've already done more than I have.
All right.
All right. So what this is a group of lonely men. I don't know that.
How do you know they're lonely?
Yeah, I'm judging. I'm picturing, what's it? Fuck, I haven't even told anybody what it is. So it's real life superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Out trying to stop crime and shit. All right, so there, I got that out.
There you go.
What's that movie that is about this?
Kick-Ass.
No. That's not the one I'm thinking of.
Then I don't know.
There's like a little girl.
Kick-Ass.
No, that's not it. She's like, I think Nicolas Cage is her dad or something.
Kick-Ass.
I can't think of anything else to keep going.
That's what it's called.
I know. That was the joke, you dumb fuck.
Damn it. I thought you really didn't know. I was like, all right. Nicolas Cage. I don't think it's Nicolas Cage. I thought it was Kevin Bacon, wasn't it?
I don't care. It's just not important. All right. Fuck, I don't even know where the fuck I'm going with this now. This is a fucking train wreck.
No, we're good.
All right. What is a real life superhero?
Hold on.
Nope, we're good.
A real-life superhero, or RLSH, is an individual that is inspired by comic book superheroes. This person takes that inspiration and applies it to real-life activism. The RLSH seeks to inspire and act as a symbol for good by performing heroic acts while in a superhero-themed uniform and persona.
All right, so you don't believe this?
Yeah, I do. I was just fucking with you. I think it's 100% real.
Are you thrill seekers? Do you want to get into fights with villains on the streets?
Absolutely not. We do not do this for thrills or want to fight anyone. We are against violence. We patrol to prevent and stop violence. We never want to see anyone getting hurt, and we do not want to get into a situation at all if it can be avoided. We would much rather talk a potentially volatile situation down than have to get physically involved. A slow and boring night on patrol is a good night for us. That I don't believe. You're going to get all dolled up in your fucking costume just to walk around, be bored? I don't believe that for a minute. Once you put that costume on, man, you're fucking invincible.
I'm Batman. Where's the trigger? You know what they would say if they were looking for a black guy.
What? That went over my head. I got nothing.
All right. So I'm gonna say the setup again. Where's the trigger?
Oh, it goes together. See, I was thinking it was two separate thoughts there, killer.
You know what they would say if they were looking for a black guy?
No.
Have you seen an African-American gentleman go by here?
All right.
You think I'm going to fucking say it?
Nope.
What would you guys do if you saw someone raping, robbing, or trying to kill someone on patrol? Wait. Shouldn't there be a hyphen or a comma?
Nope.
You're going to rape a superhero as they're walking by. I'm going to fuck the shit out of Superman.
Oh, shit. We would physically intervene. Protect the victim from further harm, make a citizen's arrest if it's safe to do so, and call 911.
Walking down an alley, and you see somebody, you got, okay, so you're walking around in your Batman costume, and somebody has somebody forced over a dumpster, and they're butt-fucking them.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Stop! We're gonna, citizen's arrest!
Yeah, we're going to role-play.
Yay, my favorite kind of play.
All right, I'm fucking.
All right, I'm fucking. Stop in the name of the law. Refrain from that activity, citizen.
I just realized my hips were thrust into the noise I was making.
I think that makes the show. You're really getting into character here. It's funny that you said that, because when I said stop, I put my hand out like in a stop motion.
I want you to do something. I want you to make them fuck noises like I was doing and try not moving your hips.
I can't do it.
All right. Everybody listening, make fuck noises. And try not to move your hips.
Noises. I'm trying. It's like they just move automatically.
All right. Hold on. Ready? Hey, Google, make fuck noises. That worked.
I was waiting for your Google to answer.
Now I got mine shut off.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I hope that works.
It gets turned off when I'm recording.
Did you say, hey, Google, turn yourself off and don't record this recording?
All right.
What kind of training does your organization have?
Citizens arrest training, martial arts training, basic first aid, conflict resolution, and scenario training for patrol situations.
When they say martial arts training, do you think they mean kung fu? It's like the worst martial art, kung fu. Or karate. That's even worse.
You ever...
Nope.
Nope, you haven't. It's funny when you fight somebody that's trained in karate.
Yeah.
Because if they do kick you, they wait to get their point. That leaves you an opening.
That's not fair fighting, though.
Why? What do you mean?
If they're waiting for their point and you kick them, that's not fair.
I don't. I punch them.
Oh, all right, then. I guess that makes it better.
All right. You know what is worth a read? These guys have pictures of their suits as well as their names and their.
So, yeah.
This can't be real.
Underneath the team, we've got Dark Defender, in parentheses, the Dark Soldier. Dark Defender is the senior chief and founder of the Justice Alliance Initiative, which was founded in 2012 in Harrisburg, Virginia. He also is the chief medical officer, medical corp, and for the JAI Medical Corp, and currently holds many other roles and positions as well. Black Stallion, private first class, and fitness coordinator. I think we need to get our own fitness coordinator.
We need our own Justice League. What is this called?
Justice Alliance.
Yeah, Justice League is probably already taken.
Yeah. God.
We need our own Marvel Universe. Is that better?
Yep.
All right. So who's right, Navy? We already got that.
Uh-huh.
So who are the, what's the name of the people that we're going to have? No, we don't just accept them. They have to go through our recruitment. And we will check your prostate. Just so you know when you apply.
Just so you know when you apply. You're going to go through weekly prostate checks. It's part of being on the team.
Because we care about your body.
Right.
That's it. We don't want you falling over with prostate cancer mid patrol.
Right.
So anyway, what's the name of what are we going to call our superhero league?
I don't know about that, but as far as if I'm going to be the guy that checks the prostates, I'm going to be the puppet master. That's my superhero name.
All right.
I'm the guy that checks the prostates and they call me the puppet master.
So I was really, really wanting to be the guy that checked the prostates.
Oh, aww.
But
I came up with the name.
Right. So you get to do it now.
Oh, cool. That makes me happy.
Now I don't even know what my job. That was going to be my job in the thing. And just because you came up with a clever name, now I'm out. I got nothing.
You could do the makeup. That's what most gay people do and the stuff like this, right?
All right. And I'll be the bukakist.
Yeah, you do hair and makeup. I like it.
All right. Puppet master and bukakist.
Who else are we going to get to join here?
We need a name. We need a name.
Oh, yeah. We need a name before we come up with who else is going to join. Oh, fuck.
What's our goal?
I figured the only goal I've got out of all this is I'm going to get to stick my finger up somebody's ass. I can't get past that.
All right. So we've got to come up with a lie to put on our webpage
about what over our goal at
unbelievablystupidpodcast.com.
Oh my God. How about this? We patrol the streets and look for tax evaders. I have no idea what that has to do with sticking my finger up somebody's ass, but
wait a minute. I think we need to disband.
That was quick.
Well, because we both want the same job.
Yep.
So what if instead of like superhero costumes, we wear like doctor's coats and the shiny thing on the forehead.
The shiny thing on the forehead. Oh, yeah. I'll wear a stethoscope. That'll be cool.
Then, And
you can dress like one of those old candy striper nurses.
No, you're hold on. I got a vision here and I'm trying to get us both to our goal.
All right.
Like, what about like surprise prostate examiners?
Okay. We're patrolling the street giving surprise prostate exams.
Yes. And then we'll charge their insurance.
Huh. Oh my God.
So here's why I say that. The chances of us getting together with anybody that signs up for this, for you to physically check their prostate, slim and none.
All right.
There's a better chance of us being able to feel a prostate if we just go out in the street and do it.
I got a better idea. Let's start a business where we check your prostate by email and we get to bill your insurance. This just turned into a money-making venture right now. just send me your email address. I'll check your prostate by email.
Should we make that a Patreon tier that we'll check your prostate?
Yes. All right. We need to put it at the $1 tier.
How much you want to...
I'd say...
Because you got to consider air travel and hotel.
Yeah, $37,000.
A month?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's fair for everybody involved.
$37,000 tier. I got to write this down so I don't forget to do it.
Yeah.
We'll come to your house and check your prostate.
Both of us at the same time.
Yeah. Are we going to use our fingers?
You can use whatever you want. I'm going to use my fingers and my tongue.
Okay. I'm gonna use my dick. How far in is the prostate?
How long is your dick?
I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to have to use my dick twice.
I don't think it works that way.
Prostate.
Are you looking it up? How deep in is your prostate?
I am now.
So on this Meet the Team page, one of their members is named Shockwave. And he's given the little Shockwave sign, you know, like the one in the pink, two in the stink or whatever.
Shocker.
The Shocker. There you go. I couldn't think of the name. It's just funny because, you know, that's what we're talking about. And here he is.
All right. Prostate. I don't even know how to get there from here.
In your prostate's up your butt.
I know where the fuck it's at. This picture doesn't help.
There should only be one entrance. I don't know.
And in my prostate, there's not even a path there.
There's not?
See, you don't even know how it fucking works. All right. Is there a way to send you a picture?
Yeah, but I don't know how to get it. There we go. Wait, maybe not.
I'll put it on the Trello board.
All right, there you go.
All right, so
there's a chat box.
Where?
Right here where it says chat.
Oh, that cleared it up for me. Thanks.
Just put it on the fucking Trello board.
All right, it's in the chat box.
Okay, let's see what we got here. All right, rectum.
Say it. You can't stop yourself from saying it.
No.
Damn. Say it.
Damn near killed him. vas deferens, testicles, scrotum, prostate. There it is.
Right, so, but you can't get there from here. You got to go up, and according to this map, you got to go up and take a hard left.
I think they just feel through the rectal wall. Right?
I don't know.
I think they just rub the side of the rectal wall and you know.
But what if the bump's on the other side?
What bump?
The cancer bump.
They go in through the penis and feel that way. I don't fucking know. What am I, a doctor? I just play one on the radio.
See, I'm not the only one whose dick is shorter than their balls.
This isn't a real person.
All right, cut that out.
Nope, we're highlighting it. I don't know how to do that, but we're highlighting it.
I can't be the only one that pees on their balls.
That would be a shitty problem to have.
He's not holding up the shocker, you stupid ass.
Close enough for them. They don't know. Shut up.
Why would you make something up?
Because nobody... Why would I make something up? Just like you don't even know me at all.
Okay, why would you make something up that's stupid? This whole thing is... There's actually one called White Knight.
Yeah, but look how it's spelled.
And he's black.
It's not how you spell white. He's not black. Is he? All how right. do you know?
Whatever.
He's got a mask on.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm done with this.
All right. Whatever.
All right.
Do I still get to be the puppet master? That's all I really care about.
I can't believe you put a story on here from 2015.
We were supposed to leave that part out.
Fuck it, let's do it.
All right. Fuck it, I don't give a fuck. It was new news to me, so it was an outrage. I'm still outraged about it.
Here's the headline. I can't believe you don't remember this. It was the whole Kid Rock thing. I know how much you're into him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what I don't know. What about Kid Rock?
Because he's always got the Confederate flag up. So, all right, those of you that are still with us. this is an article from July 1st, 2015 that Anthony had heard nothing about, so he put it on our board for us to talk about.
I heard something about it, so I looked it up, put this on there, and I was like, oh, wait, this is from 2015. But I left it on there anyways and just changed the title and said 2015.
The Dukes of Hazzard pulled off TV following Confederate flag controversy.
This right. makes me seem stupid.
Yeah, this is what does it. So, go ahead. What's your hot take?
The hot take is that I never watched Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid. That's it. So, but I was just crazy. It was just crazy to me. I literally just heard this when I put this on the board. I'd never heard this story, and I was reading something else, and it said something about, you know, reminiscent of when they took Dukes of Hazzard off the air, and I was like, what the fuck? They took Dukes of Hazzard off the air?
But you know it was the reruns, right?
Yeah, well, of course. All right. I know that. I'm not that far behind the times. From what I remember, you were a pretty big Dukes of Hazzard fan, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, who everybody my age was. If you're not, you're a fucking homo.
What is the? I'm not sure what that has to do with.
Because fucking had cars and girls. What were you doing when you were? What year were you born?
1980.
Yeah, you were five when it was still on the talkie.
The talkie? the walkie talkie? What the fuck are you talking about? I never watched. I don't know that I've ever seen an episode of Dukes of Hazzard. It's not something that I was even remotely interested in.
What? So what were you in? What were you into at say 10?
Let's see. Do you remember? Tales from the Crypt was on right around then. I really liked that. You remember that show?
Yeah, but you didn't have cable.
In Living Color. Yeah, we had HBO.
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay. I forgot. In Living Color. I really liked In Living Color. Roseanne. That kind of shit. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, right. the good shit. Married with Children. Married with Children was probably the show that was huge. I mean, that was, God, what's her name? Was so fucking smoking hot.
Kelly Bundy.
Yes. What the hell's her name in real life?
Christina Applegate.
There you go. God. And what's his name? He was such a good rapper. Fuck. Anyways, I never watched Dukes of Hazzard.
So what was the motive for putting this on the board?
Originally putting it on the board, I was thinking, I remember Doug liked Dukes of Hazzard. I can't believe that they took this, took the reruns off the air because of the stupid Confederate flag. And once I realized that it was from 2015, my motivation was, this will be funny. I just left it on here because it's so fucking stupid that I left it from 2015 and I didn't know it. Originally, I thought it was new and you didn't know. I thought we were going to have a good conversation about it. I realized just about the same time I put it on the board that it was from 2015, because I put it on the board and then proceeded to read it. So, yeah. And that's when I changed the title, too. And I was like, fuck, that's even better. I'm a fucking idiot.
We're like a professional show now.
Are we?
Sorry.
You ever heard a professional show?
All right. Well, yeah. So, Dukes of Hazzard is now off the air.
Again.
Apparently the Titanic has sunk, JFK has been shot, and that little girl's still in the well.
I was just going to say, they got baby Jessica. Never mind.
What?
No, I was going to say something stupid.
And now you're governing yourself?
No, it wasn't like offensive or bad stupid. It was just stupid. So we're gonna let that one go.
All right. We've got to record our Patreon.
Oh, we're done?
Oh, wait. We have a new Patreon. Patron?
Patron.
And I think, didn't we say that we were going to say their names to try to trick other people into going to pay for it?
You say trick, I say bag, whatever.
All right, so I got to fucking get to it, so give me a fucking second.
Isn't it like Vince McNeil or Vince McMahon? Vince? Wasn't it Vince?
Yes, thanks, Vic. You know what?
Vic. Was it Vic?
So I'm not going to say their name because they used it. I don't know if they want me to say their name.
Right. It's Vince McMahon.
You are so distracting.
So try and spend about 5 minutes in my head and see how that works. I distract myself.
I'd end up with my own fucking worm farm.
Exactly. See?
Hey, all right. So yeah, thank you to the new patron. We appreciate it. Head over to patreon.com/who's right. We put out an episode every week. Support us.
Yeah. If you think that I'm funny enough to laugh at, you can laugh at me more for $1 a month.
If that don't sell it, I don't know what will.
Right.
All right. So, all right. Quit listening. Now I'm just going to ask Anthony a couple questions and I don't feel like stopping recording. All right. So are you still doing any of that? You had a couple side projects, one of them being the worm thing.
Yeah.
Is the worm thing and the composting thing the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that's when you committed worm genocide or whatever?
Yes.
How many worms did you buy off the internet?
500.
That is so fucking funny.
It's awesome.
That in and of itself is fucking weird.
Why?
It's weird that there's somebody out there that sells boxes of 500 worms, and there's people that buy it.
Uncle Jim's Worm Farm. That's the company.
We ought to reach out to them.
Oh, yeah. They can sponsor us. Like I said, I was looking for something that goes in your mouth.
Are you, would you like me to send you some product? No, thank you.
No, thanks.
I'll just take $6. You could buy me some Steakums.
We're going to use your sponsorship to buy Steakums. We're going to play our sponsors against each other.
Speaking of which, I think I want to get away from We Have Merch.
Why? I want to get closer to them.
I don't know. I feel like it's been a while since we've had any kind of drama on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I want some.
Oh, all right. Well, fuck your mother.
If you think it'll help.
So moving away from him would cause drama?
Yeah, we could start a war with him or something.
Why don't we start a competing podcast t-shirt business?
All right.
All right. We'll compete against him, but we'll keep him as a sponsor.
I wonder if we can get him to print our shit for us.
Now that's funny.
Well, the fuck, his prices are cheap enough, we could still make money off it. We just jack up the prices.
Just buy them from him. let's do that.
All right. So, all right. Here's where we're at.
All right.
If you have a podcast and you are interested in getting a shirt or a sticker made, give us a call or a email. And we'll get you set up over at unbelievablystupidpodcast.com. I'm going to have to get a hold of my distributor to find out how much prices are going to be. Actually, I can tell you how much prices are going to be.
Okay.
If you go to wehavemerch.com
uh-huh.
and look at his prices, add $10. And then that's what our prices are going to be.
And then come back to our site and buy them. So go to his site. Go to his site and find what you want. Write it down on a piece of paper so you don't forget. And then come back to our site and order what you need and add $10 to each shirt.
Yeah, because actually, I'm not even going to take the time to build the website. So really, you're just going to have to email me which shirt from his site that you want. And then add the $10, send that to me, then I'll go there and order it and get it sent to you.
I like this idea.
We're our own sponsor now.
Yep. I even got a name for our company. No, we have merch. That's the name of our company.
I was thinking, don't buy this stuff with one L.
Perfect. Oh, shit.
Let's see. We did buy Obaday.
See, this is why we need patrons, because sponsorship thing's never going to work out. And it's not our fault. It's just the sponsors just don't get it.
Yeah, fuck that. So we did Bio Bidet, keyword po' boys.
Go out and buy Peter Norica's new album too. Help support him.
Yeah. Oh shit, we got that other band.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh god, we suck.
No, we're good.
I'm trying to do the wrap up here and I'm trying to do it right. All right. So, and you're just thinking of random shit.
Right.
Check out our Beastie Boys episode over at unbelievablystupidpodcast.com.
Right.
So he complained that we never said the name of his show.
I know. And now every single episode we need to mention our website at least 5 times.
And this is only funny to us.
Yep. I'm okay
all right,
with
let's
that.
Let's get the fuck out of here. All right.
We have. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We have merch.com, Bio Bidet. What was the other one? Oh, Flattest Flute. What the fuck was that noise?
That was just funny. The word flattest is funny. And then when you add flute to it, it's even funnier.
Thank you to the new patron, please head over there and sign up.
If you like the show, $1 a month, it really helps us out. We're not good with sincerity, so do that.